It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time tomorrow is the statewide election for the next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. The editor of PolitiFact Wisconsin joins us to fact-check the candidates.
First, as presidential candidates continue to chase voters in Wisconsin, a national disability advocacy organization has looked into how candidates differ on their policies to support people with disabilities.
Americans with Disabilities has some of the highest unemployment rates, substantially higher than the population as a whole.
Wisconsin is faring better than a lot of other states in the country. The number of people with disabilities who have jobs is higher than the national average.
Lauren Applebaum joins us now. She's director of communications at Respectability, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that advocates for people with disabilities, especially those in or looking to enter the workforce. Lauren, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Lauren, tell us, what's the goal of this questionnaire that you gave to the candidates, the People with Disabilities Vote questionnaires?
Sure. So in the past, people with disabilities have been a forgotten demographic. Presidential candidates as well as down ballot candidates talk about other demographics such as the African Americans or Hispanic Americans, but often forget people with disabilities, which make up 1 in 5 Americans. So that's 20% of the U.S. population has a disability. So our goal is for the presidential campaigns to be talking about and to and including this group of people because we want to be included just like any other group.
And as we mentioned, one main issue that you focus on, though not the only issue, is employment for people with disabilities. What should candidates be paying attention to when it comes to employment?
Sure. So in terms of, they need to really think about how they can help the 70% of the people with disabilities who are unemployed. You mentioned in Wisconsin that you are higher than a national average. Nearly 40% of people with disabilities in Wisconsin are employed. The average is closer to 30%. But there still is a gap of 41% between people with disabilities unemployment rate and people without disabilities unemployment rate. So it's important to then take a look at some best practices. And Wisconsin actually has some really good examples. Under the leadership of Governor Walker and through the Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin has rapidly expanded its school-to-work transition programs for youth with a variety of disabilities. One of these is Project Search. Wisconsin is working toward having 27 Project Search sites serving youth with a wide variety of different disabilities. Through Project Search, young Wisconsinites are succeeding in a variety of jobs in hospitals, elder care, and hospitality at a 70% success rate following this year-long program of finding full-time employment. And so presidential candidates should take a look at these best practices that are found in a variety of states and see how they can implement them should they become president of the United States.
Talking to Lauren Applebaum with the group Respectability. Her organization gave a questionnaire to presidential candidates, part of a wake-up call in a way to try to get politicians to pay attention to issues facing Americans with disabilities. Well, let's get into this questionnaire. Now, you sent it to all major party political campaigns. Of the candidates left, who answered this questionnaire?
Sure. So of the 5 candidates remaining, both Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, have filled out the entire questionnaire. And of the Republicans who are remaining, only Governor Kasich has responded. We have made several requests of Senator Cruz and businessman Donald Trump, but we have not received any responses from them yet in terms of answers.
Well, let's get into what you have heard from the candidates who did respond and start with Hillary Clinton's campaign. What kind of signals did she send in her answers to your questions?
Sure. So Hillary Clinton's campaign has kind of talked about these issues on and off the campaign trail the entire time. She's had her autism plan, which has been focused. She included in her questionnaire. And then she talked about a lot of legislation that was passed during her time as a senator. And really, both she and Bernie Sanders have kind of gone into detail in outlining some of the things that they've done in the past.
And Bernie Sanders, you just mentioned, were there things that he said that maybe distinguished him from Secretary Clinton?
Yes. So, I mean, we, as a nonpartisan organization, we don't, you know, endorse or rate or pick one of over the other. But Bernie Sanders, and what I really loved about it was that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders both kind of looked at it in different ways, in terms of, I mean, you just had on you earlier a story on the minimum wage, and as I was listening, and you're talking about how Bernie Sanders is pushing for, you know, $15 minimum wage for all, and Hillary Clinton just last week started talking about the importance of minimum wage raise be for all people, including people with disabilities, which Bernie Sanders just today talked about in a statement. And so they're both kind of pushing towards the same goal, which is what we really want all of the campaigns doing.
And then the other response you got, you said, I think it was a partial response from Governor John Kasich. What did he talk about?
Sure. Hold on one moment. I apologize. So Governor Kasich kind of answered several of the questions, talking about his role as governor of Ohio. He, on the trail as well, talks a lot about his job rates, as well as he has mentioned sheltered workshops in the past and his work to get people with disabilities employment in full-time integrated employment. And that was one of the things that he focused on in his questionnaire response.
You mentioned that Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz hadn't responded. Are you still holding out hope that they will answer the questions?
Yes, we will continue after each election. We do circle back each time, and we are hopeful that they will return some sort of response. In the meantime, we have attended events. We have a fellowship program of individuals with and without disabilities, and we sent a group of them to Iowa and New Hampshire, attending the town halls and asking candidates these questions and recording on video. So we do have both or all the candidates, including Senator Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, talking about some of these issues on video when our fellows have had the opportunity to ask them questions.
Big picture, why do you think people with disabilities tend to be overlooked in presidential campaigns? I mean, there's not a lot of debate conversation. If candidates talk about it, it's maybe more of an afterthought than a high-profile platform.
Yeah, it's a big shame. So part of it is that people with disabilities are not necessarily partisan. You have an opportunity kind of really to reach out because you have people who, you know, as I said, one in five Americans have a disability, but they kind of span. You have 52% of Democrats reporting that they or a loved one have a disability, 44% of Republicans, and then 58% of independents. So you would think that this would be a group that campaigns would really want to reach out to when you think of how many independents say that they or a loved one has a disability and would really kind of care about these issues. We've done focus groups and meetings with individuals with disabilities around the country, and we really hear from some individuals that they ask their campaigns, you know, from presidential all the way to down ballot, and people just aren't thinking about these issues. But there is a positive here. In the last cycle, no one really talked about disability issues. Mitt Romney didn't mention it at all, and now you have campaigns talking about it. Before, we had some candidates dropping out. We had several other Republicans, including Governor Jeb Bush, who had completed the questionnaire, really talking about these on the trail. And whoever becomes the nominee, we will continue working with to try and get both or all nominees, if we end up seeing a third party, to fill out this questionnaire, because people with disabilities really deserve to hear what the candidates are saying about these issues, and they really want to know. And it's important for the campaigns to ensure that there are events and materials are accessible for people with disabilities, from wheelchair sections at events to ensuring their pictures and videos have captions for people who are hard of hearing or needing screen readers. So our goal really is to get these campaigns thinking about all of the issues, because as they all say, they're reaching out to all Americans and want to represent the United States. So in order to do so, they really need to be accessible and reaching out to all Americans, including those with disabilities.
We'll leave it there for now. Lauren, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Lauren Applebaum, Director of Communications at the nonprofit group Respectability. She talked to us about responses to a questionnaire for presidential candidates on how they'd work for people with disabilities.
Coming up, we'll talk with the editor of PolitiFact Wisconsin about what the Supreme Court candidates have been saying leading up to tomorrow's election. This is Central Time.